Random House Audio presents A Red Herring Without Mustard, a Flavia Deluce mystery by Alan Bradley, read for you by Jane Entwistle. A cup of ale without a wench, why, alas, 'tis like an egg without salt or a red herring without mustard. Thomas Lodge and Robert Greene, A Looking Glass for London and England, 1592. Chapter 1.
"You frighten me," the gypsy said. "Never have I seen my crystal ball so filled with darkness."
She cupped her hands around the thing as if to shield my eyes from the horrors that were swimming in its murky depths. As her fingers gripped the glass, I thought I could feel ice water trickling down inside my gullet. At the edge of the table, a thin candle flickered, its sickly light glancing off the dangling brass hoops of the gypsy's earrings, then flying off to die somewhere in the darkened corners of the tent. Black hair, black eyes, black dress, red painted cheeks, red mouth, and a voice that could only have come from smoking 500,000 cigarettes. As if to confirm my suspicions, the old woman was suddenly gripped by a fit of violent coughing that rattled her crooked frame and left her gasping horribly for air. It sounded as though a large bird had somehow become entangled in her lungs and was flapping to escape.
"Are you all right?" I asked. "I'll go for help."
I thought I had seen Dr. Darby in the churchyard not 10 minutes earlier, pausing to have a word or two at each stall of the church fete. But before I could make a move, the gypsy's dusky hand had covered mine on the black...